So your friend has texted you and been like, mate, how many Dogecoin have you got? You need to get in on this. And you're like, what the hell is Dogecoin? Oh yeah, that cryptocurrency that Elon Musk tweets about that's gone up like 24,000% in the last year. And your other mate at the pub has made like $3,000 on it. Seems pretty good. Maybe sell your house and everything you own and put it all on Dogecoin. Maybe, or maybe not. I'm going to try and do a little bit of a deep dive on Dogecoin, what it is. Obviously, none of this is financial or investment advice. You have to say that. But hopefully, you'll understand a little bit more about it if you're new to the crypto world, but you're hearing about this stuff, and it seems pretty amazing thing. In some ways, it is. But let's get into it, and I'll explain a bit more about Dogecoin, and then hopefully, you'll have a bit more information and decide what you want to do. So, Dogecoin was started by two software engineers, a guy called Billy Marcus and another guy called Jackson Palmer, about 8 years ago. So it's a cryptocurrency. It's built on its own blockchain, similar to Bitcoin. In fact, it was actually what they call a fork of Bitcoin, so a copy of the Bitcoin code. It has a few fundamental differences that are important, but we'll get into that. And it was always started as really like a joke, like a fun internet meme thing. So you could use Dogecoin, the one with the dog on, to send people value, peer-to-peer kind of cash transactions. But as you'll know, if you know anything about the internet, people love weird, ridiculous things. Salad fingers, anyone? Do you remember that video? For the first 10 years, the internet was basically just ridiculous videos and memes. So this is obviously something that has kind of played off that, and yeah, it's gone really viral, and that's probably where you've heard of it this quite a few years later. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but it becomes a bit of a different story when you can obviously put your own real money into it. You can, you know, buy Dogecoin with your pounds or dollars or whatever and trade it with other people, and the price is obviously fluctuating a lot. So we're going to try and understand what is happening, why that is happening, and whether it's worth buying it, holding it, selling it, or just staying away from it, which is totally up to you. So some important information. One thing that is really crucial with any cryptocurrency is the supply of the coin. So supply and demand sounds like a boring concept, but it's sort of essential to understand. So for something to have value, one aspect of that is that it has generally a limited supply. So take gold, for example. Gold is valuable for a few reasons, but one of the big reasons why it is valuable is because there's only a certain amount of gold in the world. You'll know this if you know about crypto, but if you were to gather all the gold in the world, it would actually fit inside of a swimming pool. There's not much gold, and you can't just create more of it. So you can't just make gold yourself. You have to dig it, mine it out the ground. So the fact that you can't make more of it means that the limited amount of it generally holds its value, which is important. Now, with Dogecoin, originally, one of the co-founders, this guy Jackson Palmer, set a $100 billion supply cap. So there was 100 billion Dogecoin and no more were being made. However, in about 2014, he decided to remove that cap so that more Dogecoin can be created. I think it's at a rate of about 5 billion coins a year are added to the system. So the supply is constantly increasing, which might be a bit of a problem. So for example, an iPhone is worth, for argument's sake, about £500. Why? Because it's pretty useful, it can do lots of cool stuff. Also, Apple control the supply, right? If Apple suddenly dumped 10 billion new iPhones on the planet, would you go into a shop and pay £500 for one? No, you just go and get one off the street. There'd be too much supply, right? And that's kind of what's happening with Dogecoin. Now, the price is going up because there's a lot of demand. There's a lot of people who want to buy Dogecoin because Elon Musk is tweeting about it and maybe they think it's cool or whatever. But in order for the price to keep going up, you know, more and more new people need to keep wanting to buy Dogecoin, not only at its current supply, but also with the new coins coming in. They also need to buy them as well to keep pumping the price. There needs to be a lot of new buyers for that price to keep going up. Another good analogy is, imagine that you've got a house by the river and the river is flooding. If you've got enough people in the house with sandbags, all blocking the door with sandbags, then as the water rises, well, you can keep the water out, providing there's enough people there putting sandbags at the door. But if that water, i.e. the supply of Dogecoin, keeps increasing, you know, if the water keeps coming, keeps building, you need more and more and more sandbags, and there'll be a point at some point when you just can't keep the water out, right? And that's the kind of analogy. So that's what's happening with Dogecoin. You need more and more buyers who are prepared to pay higher and higher prices until at some point, you know, someone's going to go, I'm out. And then likely the price will crash. Exactly when that will happen is the $1 million question. Nobody really knows, but it's something to think about, right? As a side note, with Bitcoin, the supply is fixed. So there's only ever 21 million coins, which is part of its appeal because the demand just has to stay constant, or as it increases, the price goes up and there's no new supply being added to the system. So that's like one quite fundamental difference why those two things, although the code is quite similar, the fundamentals are quite different. Let's also dive into some other stuff that might be useful to know about Dogecoin. So the other thing is that in about 2015, one of the founders, Jackson Palmer, actually walked away from the project completely. He left it with the community that he'd built with Dogecoin, which means that in that time, in the last kind of 6 years or so, there's been no development on the technical side of Dogecoin. With Bitcoin, there's a really active set of developers and community that help secure the network and help change things if things need to be changed and all of that sort of stuff. With Dogecoin, that exists a little bit, but not to the same extent. The argument is that basic Dogecoin isn't really doing loads. It's, you know, mainly a bit of fun. So actually, you don't really need a massive team of developers and people involved to maintain the security. So I don't know, it's just something worth noting. There's not really loads of people actively working on it, but it seems to be functioning fine and has functioned fine, so who really cares? Another point, the other big criticism about Dogecoin is who owns most of the coins. So if you look on-chain, at the blockchain, you can tell that 13 addresses hold about 46% of the entire supply of Doge. One address holds 28%. The argument there is that if any one of those people decided to sell their coin, it would completely crash the market, most likely, because they hold a lot of that coin. However, it's probably not that simple, because that one holder who owns 28% of all the Dogecoin is most likely an exchange. So somebody like Coinbase, who, if you've bought Dogecoin on Coinbase, that is being held in one wallet, which is probably that wallet. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. Coinbase can be trusted and all that stuff. But it's worth pointing out, because something like Bitcoin generally is much more distributed. So if things turned one way, it's unlikely to crash the price quite as much. That is all a little bit up for discussion, but it's worth noting that it's that Dogecoin is concentrated between a few hands, so just be wary of it. On the flip side, Dogecoin was never really created to have a massive purpose other than just be a bit of fun. So they have like done amazing fundraisers. I think they've donated over $100,000 to charity. People love it. It's a coin with a dog on it. And Elon Musk loves it, obviously. A few big investors are champions of it. And kind of, if you love the internet, you can see why, although it might not have kind of fundamental value, you could argue that stuff like memes do have value on the internet, because people love sharing them and they provide entertainment and they provide fun and they can go really viral and that can send a message and be an amazing marketing sort of ploy and all that stuff. So on that one side, you could argue, yeah, Dogecoin maybe has value for that. But if you are going to invest in it, it's most likely, and this is up to you, but not a good long-term hold for those reasons we've talked about. It will likely pump and dump, because really there's nothing propping it up underneath, no real fundamentals. But you know, who knows what will happen? That is anyone's real guess, but I think it's important to understand those things. A good rule with any investment really is to only put in what you can afford to lose, and money that you don't need for at least 4 to 5 years. Isn't investment advice, but that will usually weather out most storms, unless you put your money into something completely ridiculous, which then goes bankrupt or folds and you lose all your money. You know, I think Dogecoin is likely to be around for a few years, but yeah, I would say be careful with it. I hope that history of it a little bit, you know, helps understand what is going on. It will pump in the stories. If Elon Musk, who's going on SNL, talks about it more, it will pump maybe after that. It'll dump. I'm not going to predict exactly what's going to happen in the short term, but please don't probably sell your house and put it all in Dogecoin. It's a good starting point to learn a bit more about crypto and a bit more about the whole space. So hope you enjoyed. This was a bit of a random bonus episode. The rest of this podcast is more focused on the metaverse, which is also with virtual worlds that are coming and going to change everything, I reckon. But I thought I'd do a fun little episode in case you're interested, and I will see you for the next one. See you soon.